Whispers in a Pig's Ear by Andrew Lovett. Whisper 1. The wind is music to our ears, cocked and hairy, as if we were really interested in listening. But it is the snout that gives us away, twitching, running with drool, salivating, grunting, greeting, snorting for the next fix. If one were to tell all that's possible, would it be more than casting pearls? And yet, is there any choice? Silk purses do sometimes get sewn. At a certain point, we are who we are, and must, like the wind, join the howl, just in case the sound can penetrate our thick ears. To sin is not what we think or have been taught. No damnation, nor 1,001 ways to fear death. Perhaps it be the blade of redemption, even. It means simply to err, to stray, to lose our way, and in that moment of realization, to see we are lost. This is the road back from I don't feel right, to some sense of oneself, of being in the right place at the right moment, to meet ourselves outside of Gruntland and say hello again and again. To see that we are lost makes us pause and lift our blind snouts from the offal, the big feast of wet, sloppy chitlins dressed up like a banquet. Snouts down, we're sure there's a pearl there, somewhere, in the next mouthful, or the next. We look for hope where there is only hunger and itching to scratch our sense of displacement, a mouthful to fill our void. But perhaps it came out already. Grunt, snort, fart, shit, eat, shoving the nose everywhere. Soon it is all a sameness, food or shite or regurgitation. Who can distinguish the difference? Who cares? We become happy grunters, drunk on methanol, driven by despair, searching for hope in all the wrong places. But there's that wind again, a lament. Why does it wail so woefully? Why do I remember that tune? Shall I dare to stop and prick my ears just for a moment? Shall I gather the courage to look up?